Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
Today we're concluding the topic, Wisdom, a Worthy Goal. There is no chapter in the Bible more intimately connected with wisdom than that of Proverbs 8. The entire chapter devotes itself to the praise of wisdom, showing that it is important in the life of a believer. There's an especial emphasis placed on the characteristics and accomplishments of wisdom. Through this, the Lord gives us motivation to seek diligently after wisdom. As we acquire this gift from God, we acquire the potential for accomplishing many things that are important, both for what they mean to us and for what they mean to others. One of these accomplishments of wisdom is that it serves as the basis for material success. I think that all of us can see the importance of this. Not that wisdom brings riches, though it can, but that it allows an individual to accomplish all that God wants him to accomplish, to achieve the full measure of material success allowable within the will of God. In verses 18 to 19, for instance, the passage reads, "Riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver." In verse 21, Solomon adds, "I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures." Clearly, any person who shows his love for wisdom by a diligent search for her will receive numerous material blessings in return. These blessings belong to wisdom to give to those whom she will. Remember that verse 18 said, "Riches and honor are with me." However, the highest gift that she gives is that of righteousness, a gift that is of more value than fine gold. Nevertheless, it is still true that wisdom showers material blessings upon those that seek her diligently. All of these promises assume that the search for wisdom comes from a sincere heart. There is no suggestion here that a young person should search for wisdom only for the purpose of becoming rich. That kind of a search would be hypocritical, and the Lord would not reward this with material blessings. Also, we have to consider the other teaching of the book. Verses such as 8 and 9 in chapter 30 teaches that too much wealth might be bad. The book says there, "Remove far from me vanity and lies. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food convenient for me, lest I be full and deny thee and say, Who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal and take the name of my God in vain." A wise person, therefore, will seek only the material prosperity that he needs for the basic requirements of life. For the rest, he remains in complete dependence upon the Lord. Day by day, the Lord meets his needs as he demonstrates a godly trust in the Lord who has given him this wisdom. That's good advice. Let me point out that this entire passage is given to young people as God tries to motivate them to seek after things that are really important. All too often, young people have wrong goals in life. Reputation, social activities, sports, money, things that are unimportant in the light of eternity. God says, however, seek after wisdom. Allow his word to control your life. Allow the philosophy of the Bible to become your philosophy. Allow the Holy Spirit to lead you in your decisions. The Lord promises that he'll take care of your material needs if you allow him to direct your spiritual attitudes. You need to start this now while you're young. Then you'll have the same goals and desires that God has for you in years to come. Why not make that decision right now? Purpose in your heart today that you're going to seek after biblical wisdom through the Word of God so that you can have God's blessing upon your life.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.